You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
This is Mike O'Mara Show News. Major storms sweeping across the East Coast caused incredible amounts of damage on Friday night. The East Coast, in many areas, suffering from power outages. Millions of people lost power. People are still dealing with the after effects of the severe storms that were, by and large, not predicted. Let's take a look at the advent of the storms and how this situation happened. We go to the Meteorology Center with Buzz Burbank. Take it away, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike. Yes, because of the extreme heat enveloping much of the country, pop-up storms appeared over Ohio on Friday night and immediately rushed toward the east, building in strength until the Washington, D.C. area and much of the Mid-Atlantic was deluged with high winds of up to 80 miles an hour, hurricane force conditions, heavy rains, lots of lightning, lots of trees down, and now millions of people without power.
Thank you, Buzz. And of course, the power companies are trying to deal with this overwhelmingly difficult situation. Here to give us an update on what the power companies are doing to get your power back on in your neighborhood, here is Rob Spiewak.
Thank you, Mike. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I'm over here, Rob.
Okay, I'm broadcasting live from Foxhall Road in Washington, D.C. And yes. Obviously, the problem here, Mike, is the canopy of trees.
Yes.
The canopy of trees is not accustomed to heavy winds, and many trees have fallen into the road. And when the tree is in the road, the car cannot go through the tree, and this will cause traffic backups. Oftentimes, cars are forced to stop or, in even very severe cases, turn around.
Rob.
Yes,
can
Mike.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Mike. Come in. I'm on Foxhall Road.
Rob, are the power companies, including Pepco, Dominion Power, and all the local power companies, are they on the scene?
Yes, I see someone from Pepco right now.
What does he appear to be doing?
He's crying, Mike.
We go now to Mr. Mark Ronick, here to talk about the after effects of the storm and people that are without power. Mark Ronick, without power for 2.5 days. We go to Mark Ronick right now. Mark Ronick, can you tell us what was the situation?
Mike, I was all over Germantown, Maryland this weekend, and I found amazing things, sites like, for example, people bathing in toilet water and also eating their own feces.
My God.
Yes, and they're looting their local $5 stores for deodorants and air fresheners. It's a complete catastrophe here in Germantown, Maryland.
Thank you, Marcus. People know when they eat their own feces, things cannot be very good.
No.
That's bad.
No.
Now for the future cast to see if there are any more storms on the horizon, we go to Mr. RJ Diaz. RJ, what can you tell us about the future of these storms on the East Coast?
Well, Mike, it's going to be hot and sunny. No more storms and plenty of time to eat pistachios.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
It's like his only bit.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I realize that I am not the manliest guy in the world, okay? I give off a very definite high school drama club vibe. I'm aware of this. But nothing will rob you of what little testosterone you do have, like crawling into bed at night alone with a chihuahua. Yeah, as a guy, you could be wearing a Hello Kitty backpack, skipping through a field of dandelions, and licking on a giant penis-shaped lollipop. And that, my friends, would be one-third as gay as waking up in the morning to find out that you and a chihuahua are spooning. Do a lot of traveling with my wife. Took her to France this past. That was my big Christmas present. I brought her to Paris. And look, I'm not going to lie to you. I felt very comfortable in France. I don't want to brag. But I took 3 semesters of high school French from an American public high school. Yeah. You know what's weird about France? We were there for 5 days. Not one person in France went, oh. How disappointing, right? That's a jip is what that is. Listen, if I go to your stupid country and I pay you good American dollars, you have to act foreign-y.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara. Buzz Burbank. Rob Spiewak. Oscar Santana. And now, from his Davenport, oh, that's so gay, here's Mike.
And I'm sinking into my Davenport more and more.
Yes. Do you think that is an issue of you or the Davenport?
Oh, I definitely think it's an issue of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what you can do? Is that hey, you're acting foreign-y.
Thank you.
Does you have a removable cushion or is that an attached cushion on your Davenport?
I don't know.
Because
don't
you
know.
Can put...
We've tried to turn it over. It does not remove.
No, oh, it does not remove because a piece of plywood under that would increase the support.
That's true. It's cushion time.
Cushion.
Live from the Cappy Piper Studios, it's America's most beloved podcast,
sure
the Mike O'Mara Show. Downloaded more than 14 million times and heard in 150 countries. You can call us at... Our show today is brought to you by Clores Perry Mitchell. Medical malpractice happens even at military facilities. KPM is experienced, passionate representation with some of the biggest personal injury and medical malpractice awards in the area. These are heavy hitters. And here's
Wales,
the good
Mike,
thing.
Wales.
Got a chance to talk to these guys, and you don't have to be worried about, oh my God, I don't have the pocketbook to deal with a big, powerful, scary law firm. You don't need the pocketbook because they will look at your case and they will determine whether you got something. And if you got something, they're going to represent you and they're going to get you a nice little award. And if they get you a nice little award, you're going to be rich. They're going to make money. Everybody's going to be happy.
Yep.
It's the way the law game works. Ladies and gentlemen, I talked to these guys, even in a business meeting where we were talking about advertising, they scared me.
Oh, sure.
And I will tell you.
And they're on your side.
They are on my side, and that's the kind of people that, you know, I'm so impressed with the way these guys do their work, and was very, very honored to get the opportunity to talk to them. And I really think if you are somebody that says, I just can't go into a law office, please, please, if you think you've got some sort of injury malpractice situation that you want to talk to a lawyer about and you're afraid and you want to talk to one of the best, do this, KPM. You talk to a pro, not an operator, and the conversations are F-R-E-E free. Did you hear me? Free. Doesn't cost you any money.
I know Mark heard that.
KPM is where other firms send their toughest cases, and they have the resources to take on the biggest defendants. 30-year service to the community. Clores Perry Mitchell, 202-628-8100. That's 202-628-8100 or clores.com for more information. Each case is unique. Case results depend on various factors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Scott Perry, attorney at law. But past performances kick ass with these guys.
Yeah, it actually is.
Wow. They probably didn't want me to say that at the disclaimer, which
they're
supposed
fine.
To put there at the
I
end.
They're fine. Not really detail-oriented. They're just lawyers.
Well, welcome back. Great to be back on the show.
Sure,
after back
you on
to you.
Friday.
Had a whirlwind weekend that I'll tell you all about up in the Finger Lakes region of the mid-state of New York. And it was a beautiful part of the country that I've never been to before and got a chance to see my nephew get married, and so I saw my cousins, and I saw old friends I hadn't seen for a while, and of course, my sister's family. It was fine. I will ask your indulgence today, as this will be psychotherapy for me.
Oh, I understand.
Sure.
I believe at one point on the drive home yesterday, Carla might have looked at me and went,
Cuckoo.
Oh, really? But
your argument would be that you've been made that way.
I would tell you that that I think I'm like a lot of showbiz types.
Mm-hmm.
That if you want to go to look at a movie, go to look at Jane Fonda in On Golden Pond.
Yes.
Where she says, I am in charge of Los Angeles, and I come up here and I'm the fat little girl.
Yeah.
I'll get into it in a second.
Understood.
Yeah. And I beg your indulgence because I need to purr.
No. But Mike, I always loved you as the fat little girl.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate
that. So pretty
with
pigtails.
And he is in charge of Manassas.
Yes, he is, which is why they have power.
I'll tell you about the weekend wedding, including Carla meets her dream man.
Oh, how nice for her.
Speeches at the rehearsal dinner.
You're a great speaker.
Yeah, wonderful speaker.
I know I am. I am God. And I love my cousin Teddy's sons and my cousin Mary's sons.
Ah.
So I love my cousin's sons.
You know, it's nice after
they're my boys.
As after a big family get together, I think it's nice when you can be so specific about the ones you like.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Without having to list.
Yeah. Countless and countless of aunts.
Power out. The only thing I wrote, and Mark can maybe relate to this, I wrote a Pepco, way to raise the bar.
Yeah.
I saw the guy that is just constantly. Like, after every storm, this guy is called out on the carpet, and he's still got the gig.
Yeah.
And he comes out, and he says, yeah, we should be done by Friday.
Yeah, like a week.
11,
90% of people will be done by Friday. Hey, way to raise the bar.
But also,
way to make it tough on yourself,
but also,
douche.
He says, We are loath to make predictions as to when the power will be back. So we want to make sure we can meet any deadlines we set for ourselves.
So we decided we'd say next month.
So what are you going to do is meet the deadlines you set for yourself. These are people that are dying out there.
And he said Friday.
Yeah.
So he's given his crew
7 days.
A week. Yes. Well, yeah. I do not slight power company workers in 98 degree heat.
No.
That are up there on poles trying to make things work. Mm-hmm. But I don't like these guys that raise the bar so low. I just don't like that. They lower the bar. That's what they do. So we'll talk about that. Tom and Katie, maybe touch on that a little bit. The Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes deal.
Hey, guys, she's available.
The finger.
Hey, guys, he's available.
I have never.
Mark, the heat did something to you, huh? Uh-huh.
I've never seen a cleaner body of water than I was on this weekend. The finger legs.
Yeah.
Hey, finger legs.
Hey, buddy.
Portland, here we come. Bingus. We're going to talk about that coming up.
Right.
And I feel old when my wife and I travel, and I'll start with that.
Yeah. Have to stop often.
And then maybe I will talk about communicating with my new doctor. My new doctor's office. As I told you guys, I wanted to leave Marsha's guy because he was far away, and I just wanted to get somebody closer.
Sure, and he wasn't on the insurance or something.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You mean like geographic distance or emotionally distant?
Geographic distance.
So he was... You could still talk to the man.
Emotionally, they've never been close.
I think that's nice.
Might get to that maybe tomorrow. Okay. We'll see, because I want to start out with my weekend.
As long as the copay clears.
Okay, I've only got one nephew. He got married this weekend. Uh-huh. And this is my little guy who I have known, of course, since I held him in my arms. This is how little he is. This is my sister's only son. And
Michael, same name as you, right?
Named after me.
Yeah.
And I was thrilled that, and that's why I named my daughter Catherine after my sister. Mm-hmm. So it was terrific to go up there. Yeah. You'd think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
One would.
You would think.
I would just, and you know, it's funny. There are not a lot
of... great ceremonies, great weekend of festivities.
Yes, yes.
It was terrific.
The next generation, and you being a father of two wonderful daughters, you still probably crave the youthful male for companionship and to have a young man that you can be a dad to. And I'm sure that in many ways he served that role.
As the years have gone by, we have not had the kind of contact that I have had. I have not had the contact with my family over the years. It seems to get more and more distant. And
I know that.
I went up to this, and we had two major events. We had, of course, the wedding on Saturday. Then we had a rehearsal dinner on Friday.
Yes.
And I did not realize that the rehearsal dinner on Friday was thrown by my brother-in-law and sister.
Oh, that's nice.
That was, and when I got there, suddenly I saw all of their friends and my brother-in-law's college mates.
Uh-huh.
And my God, my sister's first roommate at college was there.
Neighbors.
All the way from the West Coast. They had neighbors that they'd grown up with. They had their family members.
So a big to-do.
It was a wonderful to-do.
Sometimes a rehearsal dinner is smaller. And this sounds like a very expensive
Are you ready?
One.
You would think it was small.
Expansive and expensive.
88 people.
That's
for a
huge.
For a rehearsal dinner. It wasn't,
oh, my God.
It wasn't really a rehearsal dinner as much as it was...
A banquet. Like
a it was them or... throwing a party for their peoples.
Their people.
Right. Their peeps.
Right.
And along with that, of course, my my nephew's friends and family, my nephew's friends and all of his college buddies and everybody there. And it was really terrific. And earlier in the day, I'd played golf with the wedding party, a lot of the people in the wedding, including the bride's father. Kind of so-so.
Knee felt okay, though?
Yeah, but I was kind of all over the place.
Sure.
But got a chance to meet the father of the bride, who was a fantastic guy.
Oh, good.
Was it Steve Martin?
No, he could not have been a nicer guy. We went out there. And so Friday night comes, and suddenly I overreact with feelings of inadequacy and inferiority and black sheepdom.
Never let them see your sweat.
You know what? Yeah. And I just
black
can't get over
sheepdom.
It. This goes back to my cousins. This goes back to, even though none of my cousins were there, because it was just the immediate family. And suddenly it was time for speeches. And my brother-in-law got up and welcomed everybody, and I was sitting over at the table, and he said, there are a few people that can't be here today. My mom couldn't be there. She's up at the assisted living facility.
Right.
She didn't make the trip for the
She's
wedding.
She's preparing for her own wedding.
I
don't know.
Still, shut up.
What?
So she couldn't make it there, and there are a few people we want to mention, and I was sitting there, and then my brother-in-law's niece, who had babysat for Mike, got up and spoke.
That seems appropriate.
That's nice.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
And then...
she local girl, or did you have to make a trip?
Well, she's not local.
Okay.
She's from my hometown.
Okay, so
that's where she lives.
Shorter
right now.
Drive,
regional.
For her, though.
Yeah. You know, and it's like, you know, people that know him, and then some other people got up and spoke. Their neighbor in New Jersey got up and said a few words.
That's nice when a neighbor can
and
speak.
And told a story, and then my niece's new husband.
Uh-huh. So someone who's just been in the family
spoke,
for moments.
And I think
spoke.
The maid of honor maybe spoke as well.
Uh-huh.
And then that was it. And I just
found, how was your speech?
I wasn't asked.
What?
It's a bitch, ain't it?
And you know, this is all about his weekend, and it's all about them, and it's all about the kids, and. I probably should not have reacted the way I did.
You're right to react that way. I mean, maybe you shouldn't have let them see you sweat, but you're right to feel that way because, the kid was named for you.
Yes.
Right.
And you are a great speaker. It seems perfectly natural that you would speak at this function.
Were you at least recognized? I mean, you did make a long trip. You drove miles and miles.
Yeah,
to
that
be there.
Too.
And I would think, you know, one of the things, one of the purposes of the rehearsal dinner
there were
is
a lot,
to
look,
feed
there,
out of towners.
There were a lot of aunts and uncles there. There were a lot of on Paul's
sure.
side.
Were most
there
of them the ones that their
not,
child were named for?
They were not recognized
what
either.
What he said,
And I looked over at Carl and I just said, I feel sad.
But the neighbor from New Jersey spoke. I would share this feeling if I were you.
And I felt just a little sad.
I would too.
And then you
turned over some furniture.
But then the next night was the ceremony, and my dad was mentioned prominently, which was beautiful.
That's great.
And
that's nice.
made all the hurt go, the hurt feelings go away.
What time
and
it's, was
and
the
this
actual...
was my own sensitive nature that caused this on Friday. But this is the way I always feel. I always feel this way.
I know. What time?
I've felt like this since I was 9 years old.
Yeah,
but the language.
I feel that way.
The language.
You just
no, it's just like all their friends always like, hello, Michael.
Uh-huh.
My name's not Michael,
right.
Douchebag.
Is
My name's Mike,
condescending,
you bald-headed
tone?
Bastard from New Jersey who I don't even know.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I always get this vibe from these captains of industry New Yorker people. Uh-huh. And anyway, I had I just invented a little bit.
Well, that's okay.
Baby brother, what you got there is you got your baby brother complex.
Yes.
And it's sort of compounded by the fact that the baby brother became a disc jockey. Now, there is no...
I agree.
There is no career
that I
hold...
Now, you guys all
hold,
get the same thing.
There
right?
is no career that I hold in higher esteem than that of the disc jockey. That's what I've chosen for myself.
You're the only one.
The disc jockey.
However,
right.
however, I know how it is regarded.
Yes.
And
you're regarded like you're a clown.
Yeah. Not even a clown. Because
right.
a clown...
Where the hell is Santana? I need his...
Stuck
I need,
in traffic.
I need some of his analysis here, for Christ's sake.
A tree fell on him.
Does he have power? Yeah.
I think he does.
Power,
yeah.
Latin power.
So you know,
but you're
just,
right. You kind
have
of
you gotten, have you guys gotten that vibe at all?
Oh yeah,
when
sure.
you've gone around.
Absolutely.
About.
And you know, there are those in my family that think that I am not worth a bucket of spit. But there are. I will be fair. There are those that really enjoy what I do
there,
and sort of grab the value of it. And I value that as much as anything.
Mm-hmm.
That when they say. That, yeah, you know what? You do have something that you do that brings some good to the table. I really dig that they appreciate it. But then there are those that say, when are you going to get out of that?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and
I,
then,
get, I get that.
Yeah.
I got, so now what do you do?
Right.
Yeah, and
I
why explain, do you
Oh,
do
I get it,
it
every time
how,
I go.
How, does,
yeah.
How do you make money
I have told,
that?
God bless her, I have told, and I won't, she will go nameless, a member of my family, I have had the same discussion
Carla.
For 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
That so what are you doing now?
Right.
And I'm like, I'm
Same
tired of saying it. You know,
yeah.
I'm so, I get, and then.
And it's made worse now because now it's not even on the radio.
Right.
Now it's a
right.
podcast.
Oh,
right.
then you go into that.
Yeah,
then you
I
get
know
the,
about that.
Sometimes, you know what? Depending, Explain you have to that. Gauge, you have to gauge the opponent in the conversation. Sometimes you don't bring up that you're on the podcast.
Yeah, right.
Like, I do a radio,
radio
show.
Yeah.
Do you know,
I gotta go.
There are certain, I believe there are certain societies where it is actually frowned upon to delve into what somebody does. Whereas
really?
In this world,
it's not
like,
polite small talk.
It's all, that's
it's all
about you're
it.
About.
What,
you're
what
not
do you
about
do,
anything.
What do you do equals who are you? I mean, we
1,000%.
We equate the two.
1,000%.
Yeah, we do.
And more so with this contingent. And so Friday was difficult for me, mm-hmm. to be honest with you.
I don't blame
Friday
you.
Was difficult to the point where I actually probably blubbered a little bit at the end of the night when I'd had a couple of cocktails.
Yeah.
When I was in my room with Carla.
So you,
just,
you didn't blubber in front of the people.
Oh, hell no.
It's not a good
but
feeling.
But I was the first to leave. I was the first, and that is
Not like you.
That is a rarity for me. Yeah. I was the because I just was like enough, you know, how with this, and I just felt weird. And then Saturday, the opposite was true. I had a wonderful time. There's a massive amount of people at this
wedding.
What
time was the ceremony?
5 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's perfect.
But it was hot, like it was on the entire East Coast, and beautiful. The bride and groom were beautiful. I got emotional seeing my nephew there. It was great. It was great to see all my cousins. My cousins' kids. The men in the family, my cousin Mary, my cousin Teddy's kids, I just am crazy about these boys. Always have been. And they were there. And then everybody came back to the hotel I was staying at afterwards. And I didn't know that was going to happen. And Carl and I were surrounded by, you know, this wedding reception exploding into this Holiday Inn bar.
That's the best.
And it was terrific. And that I'm trying to put as positive as possible.
How old are these boys that you're so fond of?
Oh, boy, Jesus. I don't know. They're getting they're late 20s, I would say.
And we're going to see them when we go to Binghamton.
You're going
to
see a few of them.
A chance that these kids, do you think there's a slight chance they might get crazy?
Get crazy, get wild.
Maybe.
Let's party, get loud.
Could happen.
Sometimes it happens.
But they are, any hurt feelings I have with my immediate family, right, were washed away by these crazy
cats. That's good.
Sometimes all it takes is someone to be at a wedding with.
It was just
that'll
nice.
Save it. Yeah.
It was nice. Not that, you know, and I was part of it. I was, you know, part of this little golf outing. It was wonderful. And it was great. It was just a little bit of a, you know, I was just a little sad.
Of course. You know
on Friday, and I know I'm swimming in Lake Mee, and I know it's not about me.
No. And you know what?
And I shouldn't have felt that way, but for Christ's sake, he's my only nephew.
And if no one saw it happen that evening, you're fine.
Right.
What would have been bad is if you had been teary at the dinner.
Oh, and
Carla had to say, forgive him, he's tired.
Right. Yeah. Well, I could have gotten up and said something, but after a certain point, I just
shoved the neighbor out of the way.
I just really had no motivation to do that.
Yeah. No, I understand.
And the neighbor that spoke is a great guy, a guy that I sat next to that I am a big fan of.
But
and so,
he could have spoken after you, for example.
Yeah, but also, I think I know what you're saying.
Don't you think also with what we do for a living that public speaking is kind of what we live for.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that's why it affects us a little bit.
And it does also, that's also the kind of thing that you would have been, you know, well regarded and fine to stand up and say a few words, but you want to be asked to do it.
Absolutely.
Because it's not your party.
Are you saying then that you didn't get any support or love from Group A, but the next day from Group B, slightly different mix of people, you
100%.
Did get love and support?
Well, I have a blast with these guys, and my cousin Teddy's kids in particular, I get along so well with. And it was just great seeing them, and they're fun guys. And as Carla likes to say, they're good-looking guys.
Oh.
And it's
a lot
funny.
Of that this weekend.
And I'll always walk up to them. I said, I'll walk up to them and I'll go, target rich environment. Remember, you're O'Mara's. and I'll go walking by. And that's what I do with these things. And my kids, they're wonderful to my daughters. They're older, and they, you know, they pay attention to my daughters. And that to me is very, very important.
You have daughters?
That might be the other contingent. No, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say that.
And by the way, they could not have been more charming on the show on Thursday.
Right.
It was so much fun to have all the kids in here. I really loved it.
It was a delight, and I think they had a very good time. And I've said enough, and I don't think I'm going to get in much trouble by saying what I'm saying.
Okay,
you know, and really, my family's always been very, very good to me, and it's just a little moment that I had that I just feel.
Well, not
I
always.
Think the detachment sometimes was very evident to me.
Yeah.
Now, but about this DJ thing, I didn't chime in quite as much during that part of the conversation because although I've experienced a little bit of that, a lack of clarity about what it is I do, I have never really felt a lot of judgment. And maybe it's because in my family, what I'm doing is a little more advanced than what they might have expected. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, right.
So, but like in Santana's case, when everybody else in his family's a doctor and he's a DJ,
right.
Well, that's got to be tough. Mentioned captains of industry in your family.
A lot of government workers and stuff in my family.
Partly the truth,
there's a lot. Yeah. There are a lot of better educated people than me. In my family.
Well,
that's
when
the
I
way.
When I
is,
sort of announced my career path, the sort of ongoing thought in my family. Oh, he's like Willard Scott when he'd put the fruit on his head. Well, I think that's nice.
lies.
I'm going to the Pentagon today. I sort of redeemed myself since then, but that was the original.
And I wonder how much of that is just our own sort of insecurity about what we do.
Oh, it's totally my own insecurity.
Why would you say that?
Is it what they think, or is it what we think they think? That's what I'd like to know.
I think it's what we think they think.
Right. Yeah, but at the same time, you were excluded. Oh yeah, that's
every right.
I didn't have dick to do with this wedding,
right?
But you had dick to do with the boy. But here's the thing:
he was named for you.
But here it is: I didn't, and this is my. This is on me too. I didn't process that until I arrived there, so that tells me everything I need to know. Mm-hmm. You know, but at the same time, that's the way it is. It starts with that where I didn't have, you know, that I was, there was no involvement on my part, but then I'm not involved in their lives. And so, so from that standpoint, and when I got hitched,
that's a hard reminder.
Yeah, I've had those. Yeah. So that's it. So you move on and it's like a moment.
Namesake. I'm sorry. Something caught in my throat.
Yeah. You would have thought that.
A bit of reality, I think it was.
But why do that? You know, I think when people get caught up in their own lives, I think sometimes they forget.
Yeah,
and
it's true.
I think that's it, and that's a good reminder for me.
Out of sight, out of mind. Sometimes is a factor.
That's kind of the way it rolls.
I mean, I made that mistake at my wedding for my aunt, who is like my sister. She's only 6 years older than me,
right?
And I completely forgot to have her in any of the pictures.
Oh,
right.
And you didn't do it on purpose.
And no, not at all. Yeah. And then there, you know, what you do is before a wedding in Judaism, you sign what's called a ketubah. It's like a religious contract.
A ketubah. Okay, a ketubah.
And, you know, I had my grandparents there. I had my great aunt and uncle there. And again,
you had a lawyer looking over the ketubah.
Didn't tell her to come down and be
Rob
a part
played
of that
ketubah
ceremony.
In high school band.
And again, unintentional, but I didn't find out about it until after.
Well,
I'm sure
the feelings had been well and hurt.
Yeah.
I'm sure. But I'm certainly not going to be part of the wedding pictures because I'm not in the wedding.
Sure.
So, I mean, that's fine, and I expect that.
Right. But I just
but
felt
even
awful
so far
about
as
it.
Like where I sat in back of a row of people, and there were like two rows that were empty up towards the front. It was very weird.
Sat you behind someone in a very tall hat.
That was like in the fourth row, and there was my sister and her husband, and there were two there was an empty row in back.
I understand you coming to terms.
It was symbolic.
Yeah. You should have gone to score big.
Yeah.
No, I understand you coming to terms with the fact that you thinking that in retrospect this wasn't as much of a dig because you are not really a part of their lives. But keep in mind, and I'm not here to stir the pot, you are family.
Right.
You're family.
Right.
You're an uncle.
Right.
He was named for you. Yes. And if you were not included.
I just realized that we're going to Maine and we're going to stop this discussion.
Okay. Well,
thank you
very
much.
To meet a lot of nice people
out
there.
That's great. Now, when we come back.
I don't want you to sit too close to me on the plane.
Thank
okay?
you very much.
Two rows back would be nice.
When we come back, we will discuss Carla and a stranger that we met at our hotel room.
I can't wait.
Not our hotel room. At the hotel bar.
No,
not
stop there.
Yeah. Thank you. We'll come right back. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Boy, did I get a lot of comments on this over the weekend. Our second segment brought to you by Smart Smoke, the premium e-cigarette.
Oh, I bet.
Everybody's asking about this. If you have been
a
smoker...
That's why they sat you there in the church. You were in the smoking section.
Oh, I was moving away during the ceremony.
Yeah.
Smart Smoke has the nicotine you crave, but without the tar, odor, secondhand smoke, or carcinogens.
Yeah.
With same-day shipping and a money-back guarantee, Smart Smoke is the smarter alternative to tobacco. And I love when people ask me about that. And a lot of times you'll get like a waitress or a bartender like, I'm sorry...
What is that?
Yeah.
It's water vapor. Yeah. And that's really what it is. If you're a cigar lover, try the Belvedere. Lasts as long as 6 double Coronas. And the nice thing about Smart Smoke is that it costs 80% less than traditional tobacco products. It is an electronic cigarette. It is water vapor. And you can smoke it in places where you can't smoke cigarettes.
It's a win-win-win, Mike.
To see all the styles, flavors, and strengths, just click the Smart Smoke ad on our website.
I spoke to them over the weekend, and apparently they're sending you, Mike, a surprise. He didn't tell me what. He said, we're sending something that we think Mike will really enjoy.
Oh, good. I'm looking forward to that.
It's an invitation to speak at their wedding.
Stop it! Troublemaker. But didn't want to go too far.
No, it was that was a joke at the expense of Smart Smoke.
Didn't want to go overboard.
That's right.
So anyway, we get to the hotel on Thursday night. We have a great drive up. Two things at play here. The one thing is, Carla's driving now. I am officially the old man.
Carla, but you love the way she drives.
Carla doesn't like me to drive long trips.
No.
She thinks she can get us there quicker, and she goddamn well can.
Wow.
She does, so she's I proving it. Really already like the old man, you know, who's like sitting there looking out the window going,
drooling.
Yeah. Drooling. And she fires up the car and drives all the way up.
Are you reading signs randomly as you pass them?
Irish store.
That'd be nice, honey. Irish store.
The Shamrock. I think that's the. You've driven by the Jeff. Shamrock before, you know. Yeah, right. Jeff He's running a restaurant now. Flask.
Honey, where's my flask?
So the girls are the greatest travelers. My daughters in the world. They are absolutely trouble free. We could drive.
They entertain themselves.
Hours, yeah. And they just it's amazing. It's like they. I guess it's because I did it with them early on in life, and they just do not. I know they're. There have to be, even though they're 17 and soon to be 15, wow. There has to be kids that age that are more needy.
Oh, I'm sure. No question.
I have wives that are more needy than that.
Currently. They are so cool.
Yeah.
We had, you know, when we travel, when we do road trips, it's just bliss. I love traveling with my daughters by car. They're hysterically.
So Carla's driving. Lucky.
The girls are being great.
Oh, it's
true. You're on Easy Street now.
So we get up there, but it's funny because Carla drives now that I am like the old man, and it's silly, and it makes me feel emasculated somehow.
Yeah.
We get to the hotel. The girls go upstairs, and we decide we're going to go down and have a nightcap down in the bar downstairs. And it's a... I think it's called Murphy's Irish Pub. Is there anything
of course
more perfect?
It is.
What a clever name.
In beautiful Auburn, New York. And we sit down, and as we sit down, a gentleman comes by and sits down and notices my smart smoke and makes a comment, and we start a conversation with him. And I'm also wearing a Red Sox visor. And he discusses that he is in baseball and that he is working currently, that he used to be a player, and that now he is in an organization. And
sounds
he,
like he's currently a player.
He is in an organization in baseball, and we strike up a. And I'm suddenly fascinated.
Of course, I'm
all excited talking to Hayes. You know, he's part of Major League Baseball. It's very cool. We go back and forth. Carla likes this guy a lot, and she's talking.
Can
to
you
the
describe
guy.
The
How
way
can you
the,
tell?
The gentleman looks? A celebrity that he perhaps most resembled? Oh,
boy.
Tall, is Any, he TDH, Mike? He's tall, dark, tall, and handsome?
He is tall. He is athletic. Mm-hmm. He is bearded.
Like looking in a mirror.
He is bearded. And as Thursday night ends, we're walking back to the elevator. We shake hands with this guy and could not have been a nicer fella. And we're walking away, and Carla says, wow, he had such big hands. I'm like,
and as a husband, really, without saying anything R-rated, there's really nothing you'd like to hear less.
Well, what she's doing is...
I know exactly what she's
that
doing.
That statement alone is shrinking my penis as we speak. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Turtle head.
That's what happened. It's like, you know, it's like...
Someone fired a pistol near the turtle.
It's like, immediately... Look at his big hands.
Yes, me. Okay, dude. He's got huge...
It really was the weekend... It was the weekend of inadequacy for me. It was the weekend of insecurity
for
moi.
Well, welcome back to the environment where you are most adequate.
I was completely and utterly just Mr. It was a turtle head.
Yeah.
It went inside. My testicles went inside to my body after that. So
you were protected and ready for battle.
Right. And then Friday, we go to the little rehearsal thing. I told you about that already.
Yeah.
Leave that a little early. And then I came back and I said, I need to have a strong one. So I went back and we sat there. And he was there again. Now, this time we only had one and we left.
Amazingly, that Mike O'Mara returned to Murphy's Pub.
He was there three nights in a row. And so we went back and we see him. And I said, there's your buddy. You want to go? She said, No. I said, he's over at the bar. Why don't you go say hi to him? No. So I get up and I go to the bathroom. And I come back and I walk right over to the guy. I'm like, hey, how you doing? It's good to see you. We'll call him John Doe.
Okay.
And so, hey, John.
Not his real name.
Let's call him John, Mr. Big Hands.
Hey, John, it's good to see you again. And I start chatting and we have a nice conversation then. But then it's time to leave. So it's very brief. Sure. I said, now you're going to say, I don't need to say hello. I said, and she's like a schoolgirl.
Yes.
She's like a tiny little cooing schoolgirl. Wow. And so Carla walks by. Well, at least say goodnight to him.
She's tittering.
And so we walk by and she's like, I don't want to. Hello.
No. Hi there.
Hello. How are you? And she chats and we say goodnight and we go back to the room. Then the following night, I bump into my cousins. And as I bump into my cousins, I mentioned that Carla had mentioned this guy with the big hands, and I say to them, but please don't say anything if he comes back
in
again.
Of course.
He came back in
again
with his third night, and of course, my cousin Ben, I think within 16 seconds, said, you know, hey, can I see your hands? and then it was like the piranhas descended on him, and I was like, oh, God, I can't say anything. It's typical of my family. I mean, if it's on your mind, it's out of your mouth, but it was a whirlwind weekend of activity.
Yeah.
And everybody was going out of their minds. Everybody was going crazy.
At least you had air conditioning.
We had pretty good air conditioning. And Oscar, you weren't here for the opening segment when I needed you the most. I needed you the most talking about being around my family and feeling inadequate and feeling like I just don't matter.
Yeah, because he's a DJ.
I mentioned speeches.
I heard. I was listening to the show in the car.
Okay, so you heard.
Yes.
Because the guys can relate to a certain extent, but you...
Nobody more than you.
With the family of doctors probably can
Well, what's funny about... It's not even funny. It's tragic.
Yes.
About
perfect music.
Our situation is that it doesn't matter what we do. We could actually create the next Facebook.
Yes.
They still save lives.
Yes.
Yeah. They still do something that people could wrap their minds around on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We... for better or worse, are magicians.
Dancing monkeys.
Right?
Oh, no, we are nowhere near magicians.
We are performers to them.
We are.
So somehow...
We're circus clowns.
We're the lucky guys.
Jesters.
That found the easy way through life.
Right.
But they are the ones that really worked hard.
That might have something to do
with
it.
That's, you know, that's key.
Work ethic was referenced in several of the speeches that were given.
Ah, well, that's... That's why you weren't asked
by my
to speak.
Niece's husband in particular,
right?
Yeah, and I was as I was.
I bet he
there,
references that a lot.
And I, for the people that are watching on Ustream, as his speech was being given,
I will
show you. This would be the look. This would be the look on my face as this speech was being given. I was like this.
Yeah, of course. There's no good way that you can. There's no good way to greet it.
Right.
That's all you can do.
The smile turns into a grimace.
But you know what? In the big scheme of things, I really believe in my heart of hearts that they didn't even think about it. It was not a process. There was no malice involved.
And no, it wasn't. Yeah. It had nothing to do with you.
It had absolutely nothing to do with me. It was all me reacting this way.
But still, that doesn't change the fact that you feel that way.
You know what? You are trouble.
No.
We're going to Maine in two weeks.
I understand.
We're going up there in 2 weeks.
Days.
Which is why what you need to do is get it together, Felix.
I know. I will get it
together. Come on.
I'm fine, but I was just doing a little purging here.
I understand.
About my delicate feelings.
I know. Your delicate feelings. Flower.
My delicate little feelings. Because this show, more than anything I've ever done, boys, this thing gets back to everybody.
Oh, it's very
more than any more than any radio show I've ever done. This gets through the grapevine like nothing gets through the grapevine.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they can click and forward.
Okay. You know, you're just being you like the drama and you like the trouble.
No,
I want to have peace.
Okay, and that's what I want.
No. Yes, sir.
That's what I require.
Yes, I don't want controversy.
But I would like to meet the guy with the hands.
He's long gone. Because, oh, I didn't mention this. You know, God love my cousins, but they chased him away.
Oh, did they really? No wonder love them. What good guys.
Oh, they're good. No, but not maliciously. I like this guy. Mm-hmm. He was just, but they
frightened
said
him.
They didn't like him at all. Didn't like him from the word go.
There is a very, very great talent of people that can clear a room when they want to do it, and they don't have to do anything outwardly rude or threatening.
Right.
They just cast off a vibe that makes the guy from the baseball say, I think I'm going to head up to my room now. I've had plenty, and good night.
You were there.
Yeah, almost.
That's exactly what happened.
A great evening. Good night, madam.
And we closed it. It was, let me see, at the end of the night, it was my cousin's Sam and Ben and the bride's sister, who could not have been lovelier, and Carla and myself, and it was the four of us, and we packed it in. Now, during the course of the reception, five of us,
right.
Okay. During the course of the reception, they had an area at this beautiful little B&B, which was a horseshoe area and a little frisbee area in the back, so people could go back and have some fun and do that. And I guess when Catherine was playing with my cousin Ben, and I call him my nephew Ben because I'm Uncle Mike and he's
that's understandable.
And when they were Ben shows up and he's got a seersucker suit on. He's got a blue and white check shirt with a yellow bow tie.
Nice look.
Wow.
I said, I didn't know Hunter Thompson was going to be here when we showed up. But in his zeal to get the Frisbee, Ben, you know, seersucker is that very lightweight material.
Yes.
Very easy to tear.
Yes.
And, and it ripped at the crotch.
Of course.
Oh, no.
And Ben was very shy about showing everybody where it had ripped, you know, practically dancing in front of the table. That's why I love the kid. Swear to God, that's why I love him so much. He's just like me. And then by the end of the night in Murphy's Pub, you know, what was left of the pants, it was basically black boxers, boxer briefs, and then the pants like down around his ankles.
Just hanging.
It was like Zang. Yeah. I just thought it was.
That's a great wedding.
It was a lot of fun.
It's a mark of a good wedding.
And then on our way out on Sunday morning, they had a Tim Hortons up there.
Ah.
Oh, you love the Tim Hortons.
The greatest donut shop in the free world. They're coming south. They're moving their way south. They're merging with some people.
March of the Donuts.
They're merged with Arby's up there, which means we might see them down here. So I just like to say,
spread rumors you can't keep.
And they'll probably never be a client of ours. They could be, and maybe I'd come around on them. I know they have some fine products, Dunkin' Donuts. But hey Duncan, they're coming for you.
Hey.
And I got news for you. When you have a when you walk into a Tim Hortons chain, you'll never walk into another Dunkin'.
Don't get me started on Dunkin' Donuts. I'll just keep it brief. The problem with Dunkin' Donuts is most of the varieties have the underwhelming flavor of Noxzema.
Yes.
There's just the wrong sort of bad
medicated
flavor. Yeah, and, well, they're not making me feel any better.
And a freshness issue.
Always, yeah.
A turbo freshness issue that is. And Tim Hortons, we're very excited to the extent where we're leaving and we're going to backtrack a little bit to get to Tim Hortons before we go on our way.
Sure, makes sense.
So I forget where we came in. Shocker, I forget the direction we came in from the wedding reception, and I sent Carla in the wrong direction, and then we finally popped the Tim Hortons into the POIs, points of interest, that I love on a navigator. Incidentally, the TomTom navigation system that I got at Costco, Zang.
Really?
It was absolutely phenomenal.
They're better than any navigation system that's actually in your dash.
1,000, but they do so many different things. I mean, when you get a nav system that really does tell you where the traffic is and reroutes you around it, I mean, how can you improve upon that? Mm-hmm. It was incredible. So we pop it in, and then Carla's like urgent, you know, I want to get on the way. I want to get going.
Want to see the guy with the hands.
So she goes a little quick, and I say, hey, you know, this is a 20-mile-hour zone through the little town of Auburn.
She said, shut up, Grandpa.
She said, just you let me do the driving, you old phoebe. And boop, boop.
Oh, no.
The nicest police officer in the world.
Oh,
I believe it was. I'm not going to give you a ticket because I don't want to ruin your vacation.
Oh,
that's nice.
And we were on our way, and then to Tim Hortons, and on the road. What a day!
What did you get?
I got two of the French crullers.
Yes.
You know, those lightweight, airy things,
spiraling.
And I think I got what's called a strawberry bloom.
See, I was worried,
which was terrific.
That's perfect because I thought you weren't gonna practice self control and actually just get like maybe one donut. But you got two French crullers.
Yeah, but you know what? A French cruller, I think it's about a 2 to 2.5 to 1 ratio on a cruller to a donut.
When you started with that, I really thought you were going to say that getting three was self control. Because it really was for me.
Oh, so hold on.
Oh, it was total self-control.
A strawberry
dozen?
Oh, no.
In an 8-hour trip? Oh, hell, I'd knock back a dozen.
I've done a dozen at a sitting. A strawberry bloom. I thought it was a drink, but it's a donut?
Donut with the frosting and strawberry sparkles with strawberry jelly in the middle.
Oh, that's
Hi,
nice.
Hi, how are you?
That sounds wonderful.
Then the girls got, we all got three. We all got three donuts. And
so a dozen was purchased.
And yes, and then during the course of the, then it was the day, my day of eating was started with that, stopped.
What'd
off,
you drink with that?
Just a Diet Coke.
Attaboy. Yeah.
Nice. Then stopped
watching
off.
Calories.
On the next stop was Sonic.
That's
about 2:30. About 2:30 in the afternoon.
Well, Sonic is also a treat because they don't have too many of them around here.
Yeah, but you know what? Sonic, in my humble opinion, a little overrated.
Yeah.
Really? What did you get?
Yeah, I got the footlong.
Hey now.
And the Coney Island dogs.
Yes.
And it ate through like the bottom of the roll.
Tater tots or fries?
I got the fries. Not a good move.
Okay. Always get.
Should have gotten the tater tots.
When tots are an option, always go
lemonade.
Tots.
And then
or they have a special
Diet Coke. Oh, no. Another Diet Coke. Then when we got home last night, it was Popeye's chicken. So it was a day of horrible eating. Wrapping up the evening with the coconut clusters that I brought back from Fort Myers, Florida.
What sides at a Popeyes? Did you get the red beans and rice?
Dead by Friday.
Dirty rice.
Yeah, it's
love
good.
That. And
yeah.
Mashed potatoes and gravy.
Nice.
And biscuits, of
that
course.
Dirty rice of course. Is overrated.
No, you got isn't. Some in the fridge if anybody wants it.
Well, then let's finish up the show, please.
So that was the day.
Chicken's amazing.
It was, yeah. But I did. I was eating away my pain. That's what I did.
Yeah, I understand.
That's
right.
Eating your emotions.
Hey, when you were at Sonic, did you order on the curbside?
The curbside?
Like, did they have the thing?
No, Carla went through the regular drive-thru, and I didn't understand that. And she said, shut up, Phoebe, I'm driving.
Now, when right. when she spoke to the guy in the drive-thru, did the guy on the other side, did he ask you to speak?
I want to, please. She's keeping me against my will. She keeps me in a closet at home.
And then Carla says, be quiet, Mike. Today we're going to let you sit in the sun.
Thank you. Your family didn't let you speak. But anyway, it was fabulous. It was a great, great time.
Well,
we have to take a break. When we come back, it's the Audio Vault with Mr. Speedwag. And does anybody care about Tom and Katie?
No, I don't. No,
I don't know.
I was shocked.
Yeah, I was a little surprised.
I cried.
We'll take a break. Come back to the Audio Vault right now. I can't ever be brave, 'cause you make my heart race. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Our segment is brought to you by the life-saving courses at Northern Virginia Community College. Hello, April. Summertime's the right time for accidents outdoors.
How's that?
Summertime's the right time.
It sure is.
For accidents outdoors. Do you know what to do?
I do.
All the boys here do. They took the courses. NVCC offers CPR and first aid training at campuses in Manassas, Loudoun, and Springfield. Please do this for them, for our friend April. You've seen April with those pictures of the 911 t-shirt.
Yeah.
Like them on Facebook.
That's all we ask.
You make her job easier for us. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, whatever. NVCC AHA Training
Mike, I'd
Center.
Like to ask you to not speak.
Like them on Facebook or click their ad on our website, Northern Virginia Community College and American Heart Association Training Center. Take a class, save a life, says Mike O'Mara, the forgotten member of his family. All right, let's open up the audio vault for today.
He is
Monday, July 2nd.
The forgotten.
The forgotten one.
This is
good
my,
movie.
I Sorry, start. Who? This is my favorite tape. When I was of the day, when I was going to school at VCU in Richmond, the best TV station for news was WTVR. That's Channel 6. I think it's the CBS. And if you're ever driving down 95, if you go to the very bottom of the FM dial on your car radio, you can actually pick up the audio of Channel 6 down there because of the frequency.
Right.
And their weather guy put this out. We have this on our YouTube page. It never really aired, but he did it just like a real weathercast. And he's got graphics and the map and everything. It looks just like a real newscast. But here's the weather he did for Richmond this weekend.
Starting tomorrow, we're going to have a volcanic eruption right near Charlottesville, and it's going to make things rather toasty across the area. We're going to see lava spill out into central Virginia and make temperatures in Richmond at 350 degrees, Fredericksburg at 345.
So he's doing shtick.
Yeah, but it's,
but it's so poorly delivered.
Let it go, because it gets better. I do think that you'll like this.
Okay.
I think you'll like it.
Let me just ask, is this an example of somebody trying to be funny that's not?
No, this is an example of a guy trying to be funny that I think is funny. I think it's a funny weathercast.
Okay, let's see if he catches up.
Charlottesville, the hotspot at 400. We're going to have tidal waves moving in ahead of this, a global superstorm developing off towards the Atlantic Ocean. This thing is headed our way, but the key to the forecast, right before this thing makes landfall, it is going to be deflected by Godzilla. Now, a lot can change between now and then. We're looking at the latest data.
You know why
we'll
you like this?
Continue to bring you the very latest.
Because it's VCU.
And
it's,
no, and it's nothing to do with
and
that.
And it's nerd. It's land of nerd.
If you saw the video, too, with the graphic of Godzilla, it's very funny.
Oh, yeah.
So right. I invite you to go to our YouTube page.
Maybe it's funnier in video.
Yeah, maybe. And as always, Buzz, thanks for the help.
I'm sorry.
We all are made uneasy by the fact that Larry King and Ryan Seacrest have a friendship.
Ugh, it's so creepy.
Yeah, isn't it?
It's like creepy. Pedophile. I get a pedophile vibe.
Well, it gets even creepier when I don't even know why the paparazzi continue to stop Larry when he gets off the plane in Los Angeles. So he's waiting and Sean is in a car, but Larry's standing. I don't know why she's in a car and he's not. Maybe he's sending her off.
She's driving just like
exactly. So here's the question that they asked Larry King. They asked Larry King about his hip outfit.
Do you pick out your own clothes, dude? Because you got like more style than me, dude. Like, I love the leather jacket, the like the sick Levi's. I was wondering, do you have a stylist?
Well, actually, there's a story behind this. These Levi's
Anything more horrifying than Larry King saying, "Wait, there's a story behind this."
And that lower plate sounds gone. Like it's yeah. really just a, actually, there's a story behind it.
Uh-huh. Who's the San Francisco famous designer?
He has no idea about his own Adriana story.
Yeah. Oh, that's no, it's his imprint. Is in.
Yeah.
We were in San Francisco when I bought
these. But he's not a San Francisco designer.
Okay, so
and
so you pick them out yourself.
She picked out this jacket, too. This shirt.
But Ryan buys you all your jeans. Secret.
Ryan Seacrest, but this one she picked out.
Oh,
but
so
Ryan Seacrest picks out most of my jeans.
Really?
Ryan Seacrest buys Larry King jeans.
Yeah, it's so gross.
Measures the inseam.
Ryan Seacrest just is like a little parasite.
He is.
Waiting for all these people to buy the farm.
Hey, we got jeans from Ryan.
Hi, Larry. I've got your jeans today.
Thanks, Ryan. I got poo in the other ones.
Cozied up to Dick. Cozied up to Dick Clark, and now cozying up to Larry King. Who's right. next? Who will Ryan Seacrest go after next?
It'll Mike O'Mara.
Mike O'Mara.
Donald Trump.
There's poo in me.
Hey, I pooed in my jeans. Help me with the poo.
These, Ryan, are useless.
No.
He says, Larry, you pooed in your jeans. He says, yeah, there's a story about that. I was at Nathan Al's deli.
I ate some bad pastrami at Nate and Al's.
There was a great weekend for Alec Baldwin, who not only got married to a much younger woman.
Really?
But also attacked another photographer.
And really? Did it well.
Yeah, he did it well. Yeah. And also, I invite you to look at this video on TMZ, because the whole time he's sort of not roughing up, but being a stern guy with this photographer, he has a huge pink stuffed animal under his arm. It adds a new degree to it. But here's Alec Baldwin on his wedding weekend.
All we're doing is taking your picture.
I want you to shut the f*** up.
All right.
Get out of here. I want you to get out of here.
I'm not doing that, man.
Leave my neighbor alone.
Bro, I was just telling you to have a good wedding.
Shut up. Shut up. Leave my neighbor alone, okay? Did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
Did you hear what I said?
Alec, I'm hearing you. I'm hearing you.
Little girl.
He actually escorted the photographer across the street and called him a little girl. I thought that was nice. But you know what?
Had Alec had an adult beverage or two?
He looked pretty sober.
Really?
And the weird thing is he's had so much grief with the paparazzi for like 2 weeks. You would think he would keep it in his pants, but he won't take it.
Well, no. They're just weasels.
They are weasels.
But the thing is, I agree with Rob, though. You know that this, you're giving them exactly what they want.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I think the one thing you do is, you know, you just don't, you totally ignore them. You don't even put yourself in that situation
to the best
where
they can
have you.
I think Alec was bothered in this case because the paparazzi scum was bothering his neighbor.
Yeah, I'd like to see the video of it because I'm totally, believe me, I'm with Alec.
And the weaselly thing about the paparazzi is they always say, well, I was just trying to say have a nice day.
Yeah, they're not.
That's not what they're doing.
No, you're right about that.
You want to play Name That Sound?
Yes.
See if you can guess what this sound is.
Stapler?
Not a stapler. I'll pause it now. Do you have a guess?
It's a dog eating peanut butter.
Judges say no, I'm sorry. You have to give yourself a buzzer.
We're close, though, I'll bet.
Godzilla chewing gum.
No, I'm sorry. But don't worry, Godzilla's going to put out that volcano fire. The answer is Mitt Romney gave a commencement speech at Lynchburg University, and these are the isolations of him smacking his lips during one commencement speech.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So between lines, he did this.
Let's go to this again.
Incredible.
Great mic technique. Yeah.
That's incredible.
We've not repeated a single smack yet. Lip smack. But we're nearing the end.
Bless you, and bless the United States of America.
That was the whole speech. Those were all the key moments you needed to hear.
That's incredible.
How do you feel about...
Got time for one or two more.
Okay, how do you feel about Seth Rogen?
Seth Rogen, I don't know. I loved him, but now I don't love him anymore.
I don't know. I thought I liked him a lot until someone did this montage of him laughing. Oh. And it sort of pissed me off. I don't like his laugh. Doesn't he sound like a guy with big hands at a bar?
It's a stoner laugh.
Yeah, it is a stoner laugh. Yeah. But I find it Trey annoying.
It might be a contrived stoner laugh, too.
Yeah. All right, so let's keep an eye on Seth Rogen to see if we like him or not.
Okay.
One thing that was very cool this weekend in Kiev, and I know you couldn't be there because you had the wedding.
Yes.
You oftentimes take a weekend and go to Kiev.
I love their chicken.
Wonderful, isn't
yes.
it? Queen was performing, and do you remember Adam Lambert, the glam rocker?
Yeah, from, isn't he fronting for Queen now?
I wanted to play you just a brief clip of him singing with Queen. He sounds great.
Oh, I was hoping he would it's because wonderful. I love their music.
Yeah.
And I was thinking
this is a guy that can really carry it. I just got about 30 seconds, but I want you to hear this. I thought
good.
You'd like this.
I look forward to it.
One sort of fluky note in there, but the power is there, and I think it's a pretty good match.
I mean, I love their music. And
so do
if
I.
you've got that, I'd go see that show.
I would, too.
I would go see that show in a minute.
Would
I'd
you rather backstage.
See that or a hologram of Freddie Mercury doing it?
Oh, hologram. Yeah. You'd like the hologram?
Yeah. Well, I'd like to hear a better mix of the new guy, but yeah, I think the hologram of Freddie.
Here's
the
one thing about, you're looking there, though. You're looking at cell phone
Here's
video.
The one thing about that little clip. And if you're going to front for the, you know, the great Freddie Mercury,
right.
you're really fronting a tribute band.
Yeah.
Right.
And I don't think
becomes a tribute band.
And you know what? He gave us a little Adam Lambert there. Yes. And I don't want Adam Lambert in there. I want a tribute to Freddie Mercury.
You're right. But
yeah,
you have
he does
to admit
but
90% of what you just heard was pretty spot on, I think.
I hope so. I'd like to hear more of that. Really
Jerry Lewis.
Yes, a killer queen gunpowder gelatin.
And I was excited to hear what Bill Maher's take was on Obamacare. And we close with this.
Okay. The Supreme Court upheld Obamacare. I think that's probably what. Oh, I know. I'm feeling it. I could not start to wait using my Obamacare. Today I swallowed a fistful of birth control pills and then washed it down with poison. What do I care? It's free. No, it's a whole new world. Now, the Republicans, for their part, have accepted the decision and said they're going to focus on working with the president. I'm joking, of course. They took it like Mel Gibson does when a script is late. But
and that, Mike, that is stuff. Your Magic Audio Vault. Thank you.
We'll take a break. Come back with Buzz and News on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. I'm looking at my Yahoo page here. You know, I don't need to see any more pictures of monster crocodiles with the whole village in the background.
I love it.
You love that.
I do. And you know what I like is that as you watch more and more pictures get taken, less and less villagers are in the picture because the crocodile ate them.
It's time for Mr. Buzz Burbank. Let's bring him in here right now, Buzz. News time with Burbank. Take it away, Buzz.
Thank you, O'Mara. We're brought to you today by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page for your home and workplace. It powers us when you buy your stuff through the Amazon link on our website. The banner at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon takes you directly to your account and we get the credit. Bookmark it. You save money and support the show when you shop through MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon.
Used it yesterday for a pretty great purchase.
What did you get?
I got myself a Weber kettle grill.
Ooh,
I'm going to keep the gas grill, but I use some charcoal on vacation. And when you have the time, there's nothing like
You'll
it.
You'll be doing your Thanksgiving turkey on
yes,
that.
Yes, on man grates.
As someone who loves my gas grill, right? I use it all the time with my man grates. Mm-hmm. There's nothing like smelling that charcoal.
No, and you
that
know
to me that's says right. BBQ.
Well, you know, on like a weeknight, you don't have time. A gas grill is great, but if you got a day that you're going to really do some grilling, I was so excited to get back to charcoal that I got one, and I got it in matching green. It goes with my gas grill too.
Fantastic.
And man grates are perfect with the grill that comes with
fantastic,
the Weber.
Fantastic. Yes.
Thank you.
Being late to work just isn't the big deal it used to be.
Oscar.
Good. Oscar proved it today.
spent 2 hours.
A new survey of bosses in the U.S. and Europe finds that the vast majority of them don't mind a little tardiness. It's interesting because survey shows most workers...
Really? Me too.
I know, you still value... And part of it's because we've always been in broadcasting and promptness was very important.
I ask her.
Still is in some
circles. What's restoring power to 500,000 people? When I got into a podcast.
Yeah, he had to do it all himself.
That's right. Oscar now doing a Pepco podcast.
Not till Friday.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
As soon as they get the power up.
Right.
It's not a big deal to bosses, according to this new survey, and that's sort of intriguing because this same survey also shows that workers still think it's important to be on time. In fact, workers still think it's important to their bosses, but the survey says 73% of bosses really don't care, mainly because they know in many cases they're already getting 12 hours a day out of their employees.
As a matter of fact, in Song, don't we have one of those bosses that
is not as concerned about
not
really?
We do, and, oh, yeah, we have him here. I believe this is actually...
What's his policy exactly?
I think he's the CEO of General Motors.
Uh-huh. I don't care. I don't care. My jokes don't go over. I don't care.
Zing, zing, zing.
I don't care. He doesn't care. I don't care. Zoom, zoom, zoom.
We had to get to that part.
Oh, all and right. You know what? I need to take a moment to congratulate my dad, who starts a new job today.
Oh, way to go, Bob.
Yeah.
HBS, way to go.
Still out of power in Falls Church, so since he will be telecommuting, since he's setting up the office
already
in Washington, D.C., he's actually starting his job at his beach house.
Oh, wow.
I want to congratulate him and a great, you know, it's going to be a tough week, what with the holiday.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for making that excuse for Horny Bob Speedway.
Go get him, Pop.
Yeah.
I
know he's so busy at work that he's not watching the Ustream right now.
Telecommuting. No.
And incidentally, for those people that hired Bob Spiewak,
yes.
If you really want Bob...
Sucker born every minute.
If you want to get Bob Spiewak into the office more often, you know, hire some poon.
Bronze. Yeah. Bronze. Right. That's actually in his settlement package. He gets like some life insurance, 2 weeks of paid vacation.
And Russian hookers.
And bronze.
Very good.
I have a feeling his new job will end at the beach house as well.
Well, that's why he'll get another one.
July 1st is when a lot of new laws go into effect in this country. It's sort of traditional. And this year, the odd laws just keep coming. As of yesterday, it is illegal to release feral pigs into the wild in Kentucky.
Yeah, Mark.
In Chicago, your cab driver can now charge you $50 for throwing up in his cab.
Ooh.
And here in Virginia, your concealed carry permit... is now considered valid ID for voter registration.
I wish I had a concealed carry.
Welcome to July 1st.
Permit for one.
Republicans are making a big gamble on this presidential election by focusing on health care, but they're also playing the hand they were dealt. Now that Affordable Health Care Act has been ruled constitutional, Republican leaders are promising to rip out the law by its roots, do away with it completely, and asking voters to express their opposition by voting Republican this November. Therein lies the gamble. Although surveys show a majority of Americans say they don't like Obamacare, these same surveys show Americans do like all the good things that it does, eliminating pre-existing conditions, that sort of thing. What Americans don't like, not surprisingly, is the part of the law that pays for these good things, namely the provision that requires us all to buy health insurance. That's the part upon which Republicans are focused, but that creates a credibility problem for Mitt Romney, who praised the mandate in 2006 when he implemented Romney Care in Massachusetts.
You like to gamble. What's your take on it?
My take is this is a huge, unbelievably huge win for the president.
Sure.
And I really think that the longer this hangs around, the more people are going to get benefits from it and they're going to get used to it. Mm-hmm. And the fact is, it helps people. Mm-hmm. Yes, it costs money, but it helps people. And I think the more people that are involved in the system, the cheaper it's going to be for everybody. Look, I am a supporter of revamping our health care.
Sure.
If Obamacare is all we have, at least it's something. Yeah. Can they improve upon it? Yes,
absolutely.
They can.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Aside from reforming malpractice laws and insurance regulations, Republicans have offered no plan to ensure the millions of people still without coverage.
No, they want to help the insurance. Look, this is so transparent. I don't mind making a statement about this. They want to help the insurance companies and help the HMOs and help the people that make money off our healthcare system, but they're not proposing anything in its place other than taking it away. Taking it away, benefiting the insurance companies, benefiting the managed care providers, but not benefiting the American people. Show me the replacement, and then maybe I'll listen to you.
Yeah.
The White House says the matter is settled, and it's time to get back to dealing with the economy.
I agree.
The soda industry has taken a very careful look at the problem of obesity, and it's responding by launching a huge ad campaign to save giant-sized soft drinks. The campaign is in response to New York City's move toward banning oversized sodas. The city council there will vote on the mayor's proposal later this month after hearing from a panel that says it will only be moved by science and not by anyone's ad campaign.
How big was the Diet Coke you had with your donuts?
Medium. I had a medium.
Well, thank God you obeyed the law.
And I had a medium with my footlong.
I think that's...
that's the next thing they'll limit.
Sure.
Thank you.
That's going down to 9 inches.
The people at Sonic, please, when you're putting all that chili and onions and all that goo into a hot dog, which is the way I like my hot dog, incidentally,
right.
Have a bun that's hardy enough to stand up to it.
Oh, yeah.
Because the hot dog disintegrated the bottom of the bun, and that just made for a sloppy mess.
Mike O'Mara's hearty bun, now available at a grocer near
you. I want a bun that's going to hold up to the dog.
That's right.
To a foot of chili.
Come on. Yes, a foot of chili.
Yes, I like to sell chili
by
distance.
It's called a bowl.
A foot of delicious, bland chili.
Mm. Oh, not
bland? Yeah, bland hot dog. Oh. Sonic, bland.
Sure.
Sonic, bland. Yeah, everything at Sonic is
the
bland.
The tots are so amazing, though.
Yeah.
Should have gotten the tots.
Yeah.
Yeah. Call me next
time. You can't
time.
Get that anywhere.
You're going to eat your tots?
The right. Drought in the Midwest.
It's still kind of warm.
The drought in the Midwest could dampen hopes for fireworks on Wednesday. That and the western wildfires that are now said to be 30% contained. Triple-digit temperatures continue through the Midwest today after a week of record-setting temps across half the country. Here in the Mid-Atlantic region, the struggle continues to get the power and AC back on for millions of homes. Finally, from the home office in Florida, a Jacksonville man has been arrested for buying and then returning home enema kits. Used.
Oh. Hey, this is Eric Ronick from Black Gold.
Resealed the boxes.
Tried to tell him.
The man.
Oh God.
For now, the man's being held on an outstanding warrant while officials continue to probe the enema case. Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah. It's always Florida, isn't it?
Are they experiencing any rolling brownouts down there? All the power.
Our show today was brought to you, boy, they're proud, Flores Perry Mitchell.
Rightly so.
Medical malpractice happens, even at military facilities. KPM, experience, passionate representation. KPM, you'll talk to a professional, not an operator. And conversations are free. Great. Remember that, people. Here's the number, 202-628-8100, or Clores, that's KLORES.com, for more information. Remember, each case is unique. Case results depend on various factors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Scott Perry, attorney at law. They're good people. KPM, put them to work for you. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow with a brand new episode. And don't forget, program note, we are dark on the 4th of July.
Always color with you.
As we celebrate our nation's birthday. So remember that and plan accordingly for your travel plans. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Thank you.
And I'm a bandit.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do, 4th of July.